This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back here at Hillsborough High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. This is the second of three games tonight here on the opening night of regional quarterfinal play for 1A, 2A girls. It'll be Lincolnwood and Sandoval from the 1A Nokomis Regional. That comes up next here on WSMI FM 106. Hillsborough will be in the home white uniforms tonight. Toppers and orange lettering across the front with the orange numerals trimmed out in the black. For North Mac, the road Columbia blue uniforms with North Mac in white lettering across the front. Harston to jump for the Toppers. It will be Metter to jump for the Panthers. And Hillsborough wins the tap, and they will get it to start. Claire Tester, Nakaya Harston, they are what makes this ship sail here in the 2019-20 season. Last year it was guard dominated all the way to the state tournament. This year it's interior play with a nice junior duo. Here's Reynolds on the baseline. Going to force it up with the left hand, no. Rebound, bounces off the foam, takes a funny ricochet and picked up by Hooley out front. Here's Haley Major on the left wing with Tester. Claire Tester leaves it back for Emily Reynolds. Here's Reynolds. Bounce pass to Harston at the right elbow. Nakaya lost the handle. Now we're going to get a tie-up. Nope, Metter had it. Lost it. Tester took it away off the window. It's good for Claire Tester. So the clubs exchange the turnovers, and then Tester picks it up and lays it in. Right place, right time for Claire. On the attack, Melanie Buell. She will fire. No, and Mallory's shot goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Hillsborough. North Mac will show a little full court pressure here as the Toppers break it with Claire Tester into the front court. Nick Sloman on the sidelines for North Mac. Boy, he was a ball player back in the day. Here's a steal by the Panthers on the attack. Gist, the layup is good. Second Topper turnover, and Melanie Gist makes Hillsborough pay, tied at two. Here comes Tester on the attack. Tough runner, missed it, hard of the lane. Rebound tapped around, picked up at the free throw line by North Mac and Kylie Kaczynski. Kaczynski triple teamed in the corner. She came across the timeline, throws it across the floor into the hands of Mallory Buell. Buell picked up the dribble, leaves it back now for Metter. Harson all over her. Pressure man-to-man for the Toppers. Turning the corner, Buell all the way to the rim. Layup good for Mallory Buell. 4-2 North Mac, 6 minutes to play, first quarter. Good start for the Panthers. Out front with Hooley. Shelby on the bounce, leaves it for Reynolds, left side of the key. Emily Reynolds on the right wing. That pass is thrown away right into the North Mac bench. Third Topper turnover. Brett Teakin not happy with the start for the Toppers here tonight. 5:50 first quarter, 4-2 North Mac. A Panther bucket here. We'll see an early Topper timeout, I would suspect. Here's Gist on the left wing. Gets past Tester to the baseline, cut off. At the foul line is Metter. Brooke Metter now bounced it once, picked it up, looking for some assistance as she pivots around. Eventually the dribble handoff to Kaczynski. Pressure, pressure, pressure from the Toppers. 5:25 first quarter. Here's Mallory Buell on the ball fake. Pulls up, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Claire Tester. Claire will bring it across the timeline herself, right down the right side of the floor. That pass is tipped and stolen. Fourth Topper turnover. Here comes Kaczynski. The layup is good for Kylie Kaczynski, and here comes the Topper timeout. 5:07 for the first quarter. A quick start for North Mac. They lead Hillsborough 6-2. Back to Carletonville High School following these messages. Following the timeout, the Toppers break the pressure, get it down to Harson on the right block. She rises and draws the foul on Brooke Metter. First foul of the game on either side. Free throw for Harson is good. That's Nakaya's first point tonight. Well, good start for North Mac here. They have turned Hillsborough over four times in the first 3 minutes. They have led to runouts. Second toss for Harston is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. Two for Nakaya Harston. 6-4. North Mac with the lead. In the backcourt, Gist. In trouble on the sideline and a travel as she got it away to Buell. The trap came and Mallory shuffled their feet. 4:55 for the opening quarter. Carletonville awaits the winner. Darren Deneve and the Carletonville Brain Trust sitting over there on the stage. Little scout here. down to Tessa. That's going to be a jump ball, and on the arrow, it'll go to North Mac. Turnover number 5 on Hillsboro. Hillsboro beat Carletonville earlier this year. It was a game we had on WSMI, and it was a runaway for the Toppers that night. 20-point win, 60-40. Three ball rattled down for Mallory Buell. She has 5 in the quarter, and it's 9-4 North Mac. Here comes Hooley into the front court for the Toppers. An early 5-point hole for Hillsboro. Hooley out front, gets to the right elbow, turns the corner, right block, forces it up and gets it to go. Shelby Hooley, a nice take there. And full court pressure from Hillsboro. In it goes to Buell. Back to Melanie Gist. Middle of the floor, catch made there by Kallenbach. Leaves it off for Buell, down to Metter. Off the window, she missed it. Rebound tapped around off of the North Mac Panthers. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Toppers fortunate there. Another good look for North Mac. 3:57 for the first quarter of play. 9-6, North Mac leading. Claire Tester is fouled right in front of the scorer's table. Wait, no. Not sure what the call was there. No foul call, but it's going to stay Hillsboro ball. Dave Bishop having a laugh over there with Topper assistant Bobby Allen. Dave Bishop, David Johnson, and Ron Holiday, your officials here tonight. In case you're wondering, the IHSA, they assign officials for the postseason. Of course, in the regular season, the ADs take care of it themselves, but in postseason play, the official assignments are passed out by the IHSA. There's a travel on Hillsboro, their 6th turnover. 9-6, North Mac with the lead and the basketball in the backcourt with Kylie Kaczynski. Kaczynski leaves it back for Buell. Here's Mallory Buell. Keeps a dribble alive up the far sideline. Top of the key it goes to Allie Kallenbach. Into the hands of Gist. On the curl, she finds Buell. In the left corner it goes with Gracie Metter, who's checked in the freshman. She got it down to Kaczynski. Her pass tipped, stolen. Third, North Mac turnover. Panthers lead 9-6. Here's a 3, Laney Rupert, who's checked in. Left it a little bit short, and on the rebound, a foul on Claire Tester. That is her first, Topper's first. Rupert came in at the last whistle. For Hillsboro, she's on the floor with Hooley, Harston, Tester, and Reynolds. In the backcourt, that pass is tipped by Rupert. No, it's not. Just thrown away by North Mac. Their 4th turnover of the first quarter, 2:59 for the opening quarter. Emily Reynolds on the sideline in front of the stage to throw in. Gist out for North Mac. And Gatlin Netter has checked in, a junior for the Panthers. And it goes to Hooley and the Toppers inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. A 9-6 North Mac lead. Here's Tester just in front of the top of the key. Left wing with Reynolds. Emily Reynolds finds Harston top of the key. Nakia Harston now on the right wing with Rupert. Down in the block to Hooley. Shelby Hooley double team there. She'll dribble out of trouble. Keeps the bounce alive on the right wing. Now she picks up the dribble and finds Laney Rupert. Rupert gets to the foul line, lost the handle, but it goes right to Harston. Nakia off the window too strong. Rebound Tester, she's tied up, and Toppers will have it on the arrow. Brooke Metter will return for North Mac, replacing Gracie Metter. 2:25 for the opening quarter, a 9-6 North Mac lead. They have turned Hillsboro over 6 times in the opening quarter. Laney Rupert, here's Reynolds, corner pocket 3, yes, for Emily Reynolds. They're going to call that a long two, 9-8. North Mac still with the lead. Now Kaczynski loses the ball in the backcourt. Topper's on top of it. Reynolds, and then she just turned and chucked it right into the scorer's table. 7th Hillsboro turnover. Emily anticipated that a teammate would be somewhere on that side of the floor. She was incorrect. 2:06 for the opening quarter. 9-8 North Mac. They have the basketball with Mallory Buell coming into the front court. Met there by Hooley. Good screen by Metter. They try the screen and roll there, but Harson there deflected away, and the ball is ripped away from Hooley by Buell out of bounds off of the Toppers. A minute 51 for the opening quarter. And this is why you can't make assumptions about high school athletics. 9-8 North Mac, a minute 51 for the first quarter. And it goes to Etter. Back out to Gist. The long two is good for Melanie Gist. She has four. It's a three-point North Mac lead, 11-8. 100 seconds first quarter. Here's Lainey Rupert, top of the key with Nakia Harston. Harston, dribble drive, tough shot, missed it. Tester saves it. No, she does not. She was on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be North Mac ball. 89 seconds for the first quarter. Gracie Metter in. Returning Kylie Kaczynski as Colin Buck and Buell will get breathers. Topper showing full court pressure. North Mac gets it in with Kylie Kaczynski. Middle of the floor, pass across midcourt to Metter. Gracie Metter got the air brakes activated just in time to avoid the travel. Here's a three from Gist. No. Offensive rebound to Metter off the window. That's good. It was an air ball, which worked out great for North Mac and Brooke Metter. 13-8 North Mac. 65 seconds for the first quarter of play. This is a surprising score, to say the least. 60 seconds, first quarter. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right wing. North Mac led the entire way. Here's Emily Reynolds, top of the key. On the left wing with Hooley. Foul line, Tester. Right wing, Lainey Rupert, 45 seconds for the quarter. Rupert cut off, bounce pass out to Reynolds. Left wing with Hooley. Shelby Hooley now brings it to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Lainey Rupert. Down to Harston. Nakia Harston triple teamed in there, and she's fouled. Second team foul with 36 and a half seconds for the opening quarter. Let's see. The foul was called on number 35, Gracie Metter, her first. Lainey Rupert gets it in top of the key to Hooley. Right back to Lainey. Open for three. Missed it out of the right corner, and the rebound down to North Mac and Gatlin Etter. Smart play by Tester that time to not go over the back. You could see her almost jump and then put her hands down and pull back. It'll be North Mac ball out of bounds after it was deflected out of play. 13-8 North Mac leading. They have the ball 23 seconds for the first quarter, facing full court pressure. In the backcourt, Gracie Metter. Middle of the floor now with Gist across the timeline. There's a steal by Tester, but it's deflected away by North Mac, and they keep possession. Gracie Metter did a great job to take that ball back away from Tester. Claire never had it cleanly. She deflected it out in front of her, and then before she could get her hand on it, a good dive to keep possession. Now North Mac turns it over, their sixth of the quarter. 3.2 seconds for the first. Hillsborough must go the length of the floor. They get into Tester near midcourt, cut off by Etter. Pass back to Gracie Metter, and she had a look at a three, but she was facing the wrong way and didn't get spun around in time. That could have been disaster for the Toppers. After 8 minutes, it is North Mac 13, Hillsborough 8. You're listening to the 2A Carthenville Regional on WSMI. After 8 minutes, North Mac, a five-point lead. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. Dribble drive, gets baseline, missed it. Rebound down to Claire Tester, then a reach-in foul on North Mac. Boy, if you're Nick Sloman, you couldn't have dreamed anything better than that first quarter. A five-point lead. You knocked down some shots. You forced seven Hillsborough turnovers in the opening quarter. Vanessa Compton into the action for Hillsborough, replacing Emily Reynolds. Vanessa's a 5'6 junior. Full court pressure from North Mac in the backcourt with Tester. She will leave it off for Compton. Vanessa into the front court to Tester. Middle of the lane, nice, up and under, but she missed it with the left hand. Rebound down to Harston, put back good. Nakia, her first field goal. She has 4 points, averaging a double-double on the year. Harston, Tester, they make this thing go for the Toppers this year. 7:15 for the half. Here's Mallory Buell into the hands of Metter. On the right wing now with Kaczynski. Kylie Kaczynski leaves it on the baseline. Colin Bach left it a little bit short from 10 feet, but the offensive rebound tracked down by Kaczynski in the opposite corner. Kylie now pivots around, lobs it over the top. Metter with the catch off the window and rolled out. Gets it back, and it goes down this time for Brooke Metter. Good job by North Mac, lobbing over the top that time as Hillsborough was fronting the post. 15-10 North Mac. Here comes Laney Rupert. Leaves it for Tester on the baseline. Again, nice ball fake. Back door. Hooley off the window. It's good for Shelby Hooley. Good offense there for Hillsboro. 15-12 North Mac. They've led the entire way. Melanie Giss, baseline. Leaves it back for Kaczynski. Kylie put it on the deck. Lost it. Turned it over. Seventh North Mac turnover. Nakaya has numbers. 2-on-1. Gives it up late. Wraparound pass. Tester missed it with the left. Gets it back. Puts it home with the right. 4 for Claire Tester, and Nick Sloman wants a timeout. 6-13 for the first half. North Mac's lead down to 1, 15-14. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville following these messages. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers have the ball. Their lead is at 1. Giss picks up her dribble in Coffin Corner, gets it away to Gracie Metter just in time to avoid trouble there. Into the hands of Buell now, brings it back between the circles, resets the North Mac offense. A 1-4 high stack. Dangerous pass, high post to Metter. Good job by Brooke Metter to go and meet the basketball. Then Harson just rips it away. They both wind up on the deck. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsboro. Nakaya Harson, she's like a little ball of energy. She never stops. She has to get tired. I mean, she's a human being, for goodness sakes. But, man, she is just relentless. I mean, she's just a full back pedal down the court right there like she was running a wind sprint at practice. Here's Compton down to Rupert. Across the lane to Harson, off the window, it's good. 6 for Nakaya. Toppers have their first lead, 16-15. This becomes a little bit of danger time for North Mac now. Must take care of the basketball. Here's Metter. Gets it off to Giss. The topper defense, it is picked up here with the intensity. Pressuring Buell out near midcourt is Compton. On the right wing now with Melanie. Down on the block. Harston goes straight up. Metter can't finish it. Actually, that was Kallenbach who couldn't put it home. But the Toppers lose it on the way out. Tester, headlong dive, jars it loose. We get a jump ball. Toppers have it on the arrow. Sensational hustle. First from Tester, then by Hooley. That's the type of stuff you just can't teach the motor. Harston's got it. Tester's got it. A lot of the Toppers have it. Gatlin Etter will check in for North Mac, replacing Brooke Metter. Sideline trigger, stage side for the Toppers, leading by a point. As Hooley gets tripped up at midcourt, she goes a-flying. Fourth team foul on North Mac. They will get Mallory Buell with the personal. Hillsboro will throw in the backcourt on the stage side now as Shelby Hooley will get a breather. And onto the floor, Maddie Rupert. So you got the Rupert sisters on the floor, Maddie and Laney, with Reynolds, Harston, and Compton. Here is Laney Rupert, the freshman, lobs down to Harston. Nakaya, tough catch, tough shot. She got it. She almost ducked on that shot, and falling off to her right, still got it to go. She shot it from her hip. 18-15, by any and all means necessary. Get the bucket. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Reynolds pokes it away from Giss, but Noah can get back to the basketball, so North Mac maintains possession. Melanie on the bounce between the circles. Gets a screen, and she's cut off and fouled by Harston. That'll be the first on Nakaya, the second on the Toppers. Nakaya does a really good job of moving her feet defensively. She really is able to play defense without fouling a lot of the time. Etter is out, and Gracie Metter is back on the floor for North Mac. Sideline trigger, front court. Giss gets it in to Gracie Metter. Right back to Melanie, 4:20 first half. North Mac led by 5 after 1. High post feed to Brooke Metter. Finds Kallenbach on the curl, right back to Metter. Into the hands of Giss now. She drives baseline. Contact, no whistle, and a jump ball. This time it'll stay with North Mac. Toppers started slow, but you can tell now they've got their normal intensity and energy about them. Metter on the baseline. Looking. Gets it in to Buell for 3. Fouled on the release by Laney Rupert. 3 foul shots for Mallory Buell. That is not what the Toppers are looking for there. That's going to get Haley Major off the bench, and I suspect she will be replacing the freshman Laney Rupert. A freshman mistake right there from Laney. It happens sometimes. Free throw good for Buell. You try to challenge a shot, which you want to do, but you don't want to challenge it that close. 2 more free throws for Buell. Made the first, made the second, and now a third to tie the game at 18. It'll be Compton coming out. Lainey Rupert stays on the floor with Maddie, Harston, Emily Reynolds, and now Major. Third free throw for Mallory Buell. She got all three. The junior knocks down three tosses. We are tied at 18 as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. Lainey Rupert turns the corner, attacks strong, and she is fouled. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Fifth team foul on North Mac. It'll get Buell on the personal, her second. Etter back to the table. She checks in, replacing Buell. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. Healy Major looking. Finds Reynolds on the bounce. Contested by Metter. No good from Reynolds. And the rebound down to North Mac. 3:50 first half. 18-18. North Mac with the ball. There's a travel out front. Kaczynski picked up her dribble. And then she kind of had a little bunny hop after she picked up the bounce. Eighth North Mac turnover. Hillsboro the 6th seed. North Mac the 11th seed in the subsectional. The winner gets the third-seeded Carletonville Cavaliers in our second semifinal Wednesday night at 7:30. It's a broadcast we'll have live right here on FM 106, whether it's Carletonville-Hillsboro or Carletonville-North Mac. Top of the key with Haley Major. Tied at 18, 3.5 minutes, first half of play. Here's Reynolds, little ball fake. Works to the right block, cut off. Now she'll bounce out beyond the three-point line. Feeds it to Harston. She's triple-teamed. A diagonal pass deflected to Haley Major. Haley rises up, can't get it to go from 15. Harston with the rebound. The putback won't go over Metter, and the rebound down to North Mac. I don't know how Harston ever got that rebound away from Metter in the first place. Here's Metter in the high post. Tried to hand it off to Gist, lost it. Harston a headlong dive with Etter, and the Toppers have it on the arrow. Relentless hustle from Nakia Harston. 2:59 first half. Natalie Morricone checks in, a freshman for North Mac. As Major gets it in to Lainey Rupert. Rupert to the top of the key. On the right wing now with Major. Tied at 18. North Mac led by 5 after the first. Reynolds on the attack. Gets to the heart of the lane off the window. It's good for Emily Reynolds. Her second field goal. Good for 4 points. And a 2-point Topper lead. 2:35 first half. Here comes Gist into the front court. Melanie with the left-hand bounce brings it across the head of the key. Cut off there by Rupert. Top of the key now with Gracie Metter. Metter to the right block, floats it up, too high off the window, no. Rebound picked up off the floor by Maddie Rupert. She has her legs taken out from underneath her. It'll be a foul on Gracie Metter of North Mac. Her second, team's sixth. Next one puts Hillsboro to the free throw line. 2:19 for the first half. A 2-point Hillsboro lead. North Mac started extremely fast in the opening quarter. They turned Hillsboro over a lot in that first quarter, 7 times to be exact. 3 or 4 of them were right out of the gate. That led to easy buckets. And it goes to Lainey Rupert. Lainey to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Reynolds. Her pass out is tipped, nearly stolen, but it's going to be corralled by Maddie Rupert. That ball was tipped. They've got over and back, but that ball was definitely tipped. I think we'll get the officials together here. That ball was almost stolen by North Mac. They threw it into the back court. I think the call's going to stand. I think what happened was the ball was stolen by North Mac. She saved it inbounds, but she did not throw it over the timeline. She threw it. It was still in the front court, and then Hillsboro let it go into the back court. So it'll be North Mac ball. They lob to Metter, almost taken away by Harston. Brooke makes the catch. Nice attack and got it to go. Brooke Metter with 6. That was very nice. Tied at 20. 2 minutes, first half. Here's Reynolds. Bounce pass to Harston. Nakia spinning. Awkward shot. Can't get it to go. She didn't have her shoulders squared up to the basket right there. Minute 50, first half. In the backcourt with Morricone. She comes across the timeline. Has it almost knocked away by Maddie Rupert. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it off to Metter. Down to Etter. Off the window. No, but free throws for Gatlin Etter. 98 seconds for the first half, and we are in a tie ball game, 20-20, North Mac and Hillsboro. the junior Etter at the free throw line. The toss is no good. That's North Mac's first miss at the foul line tonight. They're now 3 of 4. Mallory Buell got fouled in a three-pointer, made all three tosses. That tied it at 18. Hillsborough then took a two-point lead, only to see North Mac come right back and tie it again. Second free throw good for for Gatlin Etter, her first point tonight. And North Mac out in front again, 21-20, 90 seconds for the first half of play. Here's Lainey Rupert out front. Lainey Rupert on the right wing, top of the key with Emily Reynolds. Here's Tester, 18-footer, yes, for Claire Tester. 6 first-half points for Tester, makes it 22-21 toppers, a minute 15 first half. Here comes Gist into the front court for North Mac. Brings it across left side of the key with the left-hand dribble. Top of the key now to Etter on the right side of the floor with Morricone. Back to Gist. Ripped out of there by Hooley. It'll stay with North Mac. 62 seconds to play. Quarter number 2. In the front court, North Mac will look to get it in. Metter has post position on the right block with Harston. Spins around. Nice move. Baseline. Left it short, though. Gets it back. Puts it in. 8 first half points for Brooke Metter. 23-22 North Mac. 50 seconds first half. Here's Tester on the left wing. Back to Reynolds. Emily Reynolds back to Tester. Into the hands of Reynolds, top of the key. Drives baseline, pulls up too strong off the window. Tester crashes the boards, had it, lost it to Gist. And she gets it away to Morricone and a foul on the toppers. 5th team foul on Hillsborough. And they're going to get Hooley with the personal. 32.5 seconds for the first half. A one-point lead for North Mac, and they have the basketball. No, they don't. Threw it right to Nakia Harston. Harston attacks, layup good. Well, you would have thought Harston was wearing a blue uniform right there. She looked like the intended target. 24-23 Hillsborough. 20 seconds first half. Morricone down the sideline in front of the scorer's table. Keeps the dribble alive. She'll pull up from 18. Air ball down to Metter it goes, and she is fouled. Reynolds got her on the blockout, just drove her right out of bounds. 7th team foul for Reynolds. That'll be her 2nd. 6th team foul. 13.2 seconds for the first half. Vanessa Compton sprinting to the table for the topper. She's there in time, and she will replace Reynolds. A one-point topper lead, 24-23, 13 seconds for the first half. North Mac ball on the baseline. And it goes to Kalibach. She let it go, had to save it right to Metter. 12-footer, no. And the rebound down to Lainey Rupert. She lost it, and we're going to get a jump ball with 4.6 to play. It'll stay with North Mac. Well, that was a weird sequence. Kalibach let that ball go like she thought it was going to someone else. She then realized it wasn't and had to save it on the stage sideline. Went right to Metter, though. Now after the tie-up, North Mac has it. Right back to Gist. Fakes the three with 2. Lets the three ball fly for the halftime lead. No. And after 2 quarters, it is Hillsborough 24, North Mac 23. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this regional triple header here on FM 106. Game 1 tonight here at Carlinville went to Pittsfield. They beat Litchfield 42-28. At the half of Game 2 here at Carlinville, it is Hillsborough leading North Mac by a single digit, 24-23. Game 3 of our postseason triple header tonight will come from the 1A Nokomis Regional, Lincolnwood and Sandoval. That broadcast coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. Then coming up tomorrow night, depending on what happens at the Gillespie Regional tonight, we could have regional semifinal action from Gillespie. We'll definitely have boys basketball tomorrow night with Gillespie at Litchfield. That is a guarantee, and then we'll see how it shakes out at the Gillespie 2A Regional. We'll have that set for you by tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. And then, of course, Wednesday night, semifinal night here at Carlinville. We'll have the 2nd semifinal at 7:30. as Carletonville will get the winner here between Hillsborough and North Mac. That broadcast will be live at 7:30 Wednesday night, followed up by a 1A Nokomis regional semifinal with Nokomis taking on Calhoun. That broadcast Wednesday night, 9 o'clock here on FM 106. So Hillsborough locked in a battle here with North Mac, 24-23. Toppers clinging to a one-point lead. The first few minutes of this third quarter will most likely tell us the tale. If the Panthers could keep it close for the first few minutes, say the first 3-4 minutes of this third quarter, we might wind up with a ball game down the stretch. Can the Toppers stretch it out and get a little bit of breathing room here as they will get the basketball to start the second half? Haley Major will get it into Shelby Hooley. Harston, Tester, and Reynolds on the floor with Hooley and Major. High post to Nakia Harston. Immediately attacks right side off the window and down for Nakia Harston. She has a dozen. North Mac has Gist on the floor with Kaczynski, Brooke Metter, Mallory Buell, and Allie Kallenbach. Out front with Kaczynski. The overplay by the Toppers opened up the lane for Kaczynski, but then Harston was there to cut it off. Kicks it out of there. And it will stay with North Mac on the baseline. 7.5 minutes for the third quarter. A three-point Hillsborough lead. In the left corner, it goes to Kallenbach. Back out front with Buell into the hands of Gist. Right side of the key with Kaczynski. Looking for Metter. Right back to Kaczynski it goes. She'll fire an 18-footer off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Claire Tester. She leaves it off for Hooley. Lead pass to Major. Bounce pass to Harston off the window. It's good. Beautiful find from Haley Major. And Nick Sloman wants a timeout. 7:06 for the third quarter. Hillsborough 28, North Mac 23. Back to the Big House on West Main in Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. Following the North Mac timeout, Panthers have the basketball down by 5. It was a one-point game at the half. Hillsborough, though, 2 buckets here in the opening 54 seconds. Full court pressure from the Toppers, 2-2-1. Mid-court sideline to Buell. Across the time stripe she comes. Dumps it down to Metter. Off the window, it's good for Brooke Metter. Nicely done against the pressure for North Mac. Textbook. 28-25, Toppers lead, 6:45 third quarter. Lainey Rupert back on the floor, leaves for Tester. She fires an 18-footer, no, and the rebound down to North Mac. Here comes Gist up the sideline, lost the handle, but it's poked out by Harston. It'll stay with North Mac. A three-point Hillsborough lead. Poured to Pittsfield in the first semifinal Wednesday night at 6, then host Carletonville against the winner of this game in semifinal number 2. We'll have that game live here on FM 106. Ball is tied up. Harston and Kaczynski, and on the arrow, it'll stay with North Mac. Talk about Nakia averaging a double-double with the points and the rebounds, and maybe a triple-double if you count tie-ups and deflections. Here is Gist for 3, left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Metter putback is good for Brooke Metter. She has a dozen. 28-27. And just like that, North Mac has the lead back to 1. So following the Nick Sloman timeout, Panthers have 4 unanswered points. High post with Tester, poked away by Metter, but right back to Hooley. Shelby Hooley, bounce pass to Reynolds on the baseline, out to Lainey Rupert, open for 3. Left it way short, and the rebound down to North Mac. Here comes Kaczynski, crossing over through 2 defenders. Down the right side, she will stop. Pop, left it short, and the rebound down to Lainey Rupert for the Toppers. Lainey wants to push. Harston racing down the floor. Rupert stops and pops, left it short. She almost twisted her ankle on the stop. Now North Mac has a run out with Buell. She lost the handle, stripped away by Hooley. It'll stay with North Mac. Boy, that was end-to-end action with nothing to show for it on either side. Melanie Gist, the throw in. She'll get it into Metter, right back to Melanie. She wants the 3 for the tie, left it short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Harston. Lead pass to Rupert. No one's back for North Mac. Laney goes up and down for the easy deuce. That hurts if you're North Mac. Nobody got back. An easy run out for Hillsborough. 30-27 Toppers. 5:20 third quarter. Here's Kallenbach, right side of the key. Brings it back to the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Buell. Mallory. Lost the handle, saves it right on the sideline. Lobs down to Metter. She's all alone. Layup good for Brooke Metter. Hillsborough lost sight of Metter. She has 14. Hillsborough's not had an answer for Brooke Metter tonight. Lainey Rupert on the attack. She's fouled out there by Gist. That's her first of the half. 5 minutes for the third quarter, a one-point Hillsborough lead. Gracie Metter checking in, replacing Melanie Gist. Rupert lobs it top of the key to Harston. Off to Tester, right side of the key. Into the hands of Laney in the right corner. Rupert pulls up and way too strong on the air ball. Rebound down to Kylie Kaczynski. Kaczynski races into the front court, cut off there by Harston. Leaves it back now for Buell. Into the hands of Kaczynski. Right elbow jump shot. That's an air ball. Goes to Gracie Metter, though. Into the hands now of Kallenbach. She attacks, lays it up and in, and North Mac back in front. Allie Kallenbach's first bucket. 31-30 North Mac. 4.5 minutes third quarter. That pass is tipped and stolen by Metter. I tell you what, the longer the game stays like this, so much pressure shifts on to Hillsborough. North Mac's playing with house money. Here's Kaczynski. Leaves it off for Buell. Down to the block to Metter. Stolen by Harson, and then Nakaya is fouled. 4:08 for the third quarter. It just doesn't have the feel to me that Nakaya Harston is going to let Hillsborough lose this game. That's just my opinion from where I sit and from what I've seen. Just don't think she's going to let it happen. But they're in a dogfight right now. Here's Reynolds in the backcourt, near steal, gets it away to Tester. Claire Tester, foul. Got pushed in the back by Metter. That'll be the second on Metter, third on the team in the half. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough, trailing 31-30, 4:02 for the third quarter. North Mac is right in this ball game. They lob the Tester middle of the lane. Claire, one bounce and draws the foul. That'll be number three on Metter. It was clean up top, but Brooke got her with the body. Exactly 4 minutes for the third quarter, and Claire Tester will be at the free throw line. Has not been there yet tonight. She has 6 points. She'll get two tosses. Free throw is good. 7 for Claire, tied at 31. Metter will have to sit with those three personal fouls. That comes at the 4-minute mark. In a tie game for the moment. And we are tied still as the second free throw is no good for Tester. So at the 4-minute mark, Metter out with that third foul in a 31-31 game. What will the score be when she comes back on the floor? There's a travel on the catch by Gatlin Etter. Check that, a foul on the catch on Claire Tester. Her second, first of the half on the toppers. Here is Gist, open for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Harston. Reynolds has leaked out, lead pass for Nakaya. Emily's layup is no good, and the rebound down to North Mac. Gracie Metter got back and contested that. Now Kaczynski the other way, cut off at the last moment by Maddie Rupert. Gist will try again for three, too strong this time, and the rebound to Maddie Rupert. Oh, Melanie has had two good looks the last two trips. Here's Tester, off to Harston, 15-footer short. And on the rebound, picked up by Reynolds, and Emily is fouled with 3:13 to play in the third quarter, tied at 31. They will get Gracie Metter. It's going to be her third. Fifth team foul. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers and Emily Reynolds. She will lob the Tester at the right elbow. Claire puts it on the deck, attacks with the left hand. It won't go down. A lot of the iron, but kicked out. That lead pass is tipped away by Hooley, and it is North Mac ball. What an effort from the Panthers here tonight. 6-20 on the regular year, and they are tied with Hillsborough. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hooley checks out. Compton back in for the Toppers. Here's Kaczynski. Hand off to Gist. Melanie. Out at the volleyball spike line inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Working to the right wing. Finds Kallenbach. Tester goes straight up, forces the miss. Harston down with the rebound. She's fouled. Already the sixth team foul on North Mac. Hillsborough's been whistled for just one in the quarter. They're going to get at her. Her first. So the next North Mac foul, Hillsborough shooting fouls the rest of the game. That could prove to be a huge development in a tie ball game. Compton in the backcourt. Tied at 31. Hillsborough and North Mac. Down on the block, Harston. One bounce off the window, left it a little bit short. Rebound tipped around. We have a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to get Tester. Second team foul the half on the Toppers, and it will be Claire Tester. That's her third. Lainey Rupert to the table. She will replace Tester with 2:37 to play in quarter number three. Full court pressure from the Toppers. And it goes to Kaczynski. Kylie Kaczynski has the ball knocked away by Compton, out of bounds. It'll stay with North Mac. 2:29 for the third quarter. Nick Sloman standing, hands on hips, deep in the right corner in front of the North Mac bench. Off to Kallenbach. Allie Kallenbach has it stripped away off of the Toppers. Last touch by Lainey Rupert. It'll stay with North Mac. Front court, stage side. On the sideline, Giss gets it in to Kallenbach. Allie to the right elbow, cut off there. Create some space with that pivot and a foul on Hillsborough. They will get Maddie Rupert. Good job by Kallenbach to be strong with that basketball after she picked up the dribble. So many times you see a player pick up the dribble and all of a sudden they get weak with the basketball. Gets taken away. Kallenbach did not do it. Now Kaczynski turns it over, tried to lob it over the top of Harston, nothing doing. Nakaya quickly into the front court, almost traveled with it, but got it away just in time. Here's Lainey Rupert to the rim. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Harston follow is no good. And the rebound down to North Mac inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. A lot of nervous Topper fans in the building right now. Left side of the key with Allie Kallenbach. Here's Etter for three, and the lead. Oh, she almost banked it in. It rattled out off glass. Oh, boy. 100 seconds, third quarter. Here's Compton off to Reynolds. Back door, Vanessa. Compton, layup is good. Vanessa Compton's first bucket, and it's a big one. Puts Hillsborough back in front, 33-31. 80 seconds to play, third quarter. Here comes Gist across the timeline. On the right wing, keeps the bounce alive, brings it top of the key now. Here's Melanie, turns the corner, cut off in the corner with Allie Kallenbach. Allie picks up the dribble, tries to feed the post to Etter, stolen by Harston, deflected out by North Mac. It'll be Hillsborough ball. Harston has been an absolute load. You know, Hillsborough hasn't really had an answer for Brooke Metter on the inside. North Mac has had no answer for Nakaya Harston, whether it be on the inside, on the perimeter, just overall. She has been a handful here tonight. Has 14 points, probably just as many rebounds, a number of steals and deflections, number of forced jump balls. They lob down to Nakaya, tough catch. She was quadruple teamed in there and it's taken away by Kaczynski. Kylie Kaczynski, that lead pass is tipped by Rupert, finds its way to Gracie Metter, off to Etter, blocked in there, picked up off the floor by Harson, and she's fouled. She just has a nose for the basketball. Seventh team foul, and it is bonus free throw time for Hillsborough for the final 8:39 of the ball game. Harston on the night, 14 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and she's at the foul line for the one in bonus. That last foul on Etter, her second. Free throw for Nakaya is no good. She knew it was off as soon as she let it go. A 2 for the tie, a 3 for the lead if you're North Mac. Panthers led by 5 after 1. Toppers led by 1 at the half. Hillsborough up by 2 right now. 28 seconds. Kaczynski for 3 in the lead. Left it short, top of the key. Long rebound. Can't be saved by Etter. Out of bounds it goes. Over to Hillsborough. 22.3 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsborough will have it in the backcourt facing a little bit of pressure. And it goes to Compton. Ahead to Harston in the front court. Nakaya. Moving quickly, bad pass, a blind pass turned over. She was looking for Reynolds on the left block. Kaczynski slid down and stole it away. Now Harston tips it and steals it right back. Here comes Compton. Bounce pass, Nakia. Oh, she took her eyes off of it, but dives for it and deflects it back to Rupert at the buzzer. No. And after three quarters, we have ourselves a ball game. Hillsboro, 33. North Mac, 31. The winner gets Carlinville in the regional semifinals on Wednesday night. The money quarter next. As we go to the money quarter, Hillsboro clinging to a two-point lead, 33-31 over North Mac. And the Toppers slow out of the timeout. The official puts the ball down and starts the count. So Laney Rupert has to sprint to the basketball. And the Toppers now lose it out of bounds. It'll be North Mac ball. Yeah, the ball went down. The count started. Laney Rupert, a dead sprint, picks it up in midcourt, gets it down to Reynolds. She eventually had it stripped off of her own leg out of bounds. North Mac ball. Here comes Gist into the front court. She's open for three and the lead. Back rim to two strong. Long rebound taken away by Harston, and Nakia has a run out. Up, and she missed the layup. Holy cow. 7.5 for the ball game. Nakia can't believe it. Great defensive play to get the steal, then missed the layup. Went for another steal, but Metter corrals it this time, rises from the foul line and knocks it down. Brooke Metter with 16, and we are tied at 33. Once Harston went for the steal and didn't get it, that freed Metter up. Left wing with Emily Reynolds. At the foul line, cut off into the hands of Hooley. Hillsboro lost the ball with Hooley, but it goes right to Reynolds. Now Tester, 15-footer around and out, no good. And the rebound down to North Mac, and a foul on the Toppers. Hillsboro in a little bit of trouble now. Tie game, 6:57 to play. North Mac has hung tough all night long, and the Coast-South Central Conference champions getting all they want and some from North Mac here this evening. That last foul on Hooley, her second, team's fourth. A bucket for the lead for North Mac, Allie Kallenbach. Right down the heart of the lane, attacks off the window too strong, rebound down to Tester for the Toppers. She will take it herself into the front court. Here's Tester at the left elbow, finds Nakia at the right elbow. Harston attacks, slips it in the corner. Reynolds, no, from 18, and the rebound down to North Mac and Mallory Buell. Here's Buell spinning in the backcourt. What an effort from North Mac here tonight. There's a bad pass stolen by Harston. Will she make the layup this time? Nope, missed it. Good contest in there. She gets it back. Nope. Offensive rebound Tester. Nope. And eventually North Mac down with it. Three cracks at it, nothing to show for the Toppers. Now a foul on Kaczynski. Boy, and sequences like that are how upsets happen. Brett Tekin wants a timeout. 6:06 for the ball game, and we got ourselves a game. Hillsboro 33, North Mac 33. We're back to the 2A Carlinville Regional Quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Gist three, no good. Long rebound to Rupert. Layup is good. Laney goes coast to coast, and the Toppers in front, 35-33. Gist right back at you down the left side. Her layup is good. Nobody stopped the basketball. 6 points for Gist, tied at 35. 5:35 for the ball game. Skip pass from Reynolds, or excuse me, from Rupert to Reynolds. Here's Hooley. Spins middle. Bounce pass to Tester. An offensive foul on Shelby Hooley. Going to say she extended that arm. Third foul on Hooley, 11th turnover on the Toppers. Gives it back to North Mac, 5.5 minutes to play. In it goes to Kaczynski as North Mac faces full court pressure. Kaczynski has it stripped, picked up by Hooley. It was stolen by Rupert. Now Laney on the baseline. Yes, for Laney Rupert. She jarred it loose, picked up by Hooley. Hooley right back to Laney, and the Toppers regain the lead, 37-35. Here's Buell. She'll rise from 15, left it short. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by Buell. Put back is no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Metter, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Brooke Metter. Who will they get the personal on? It will be Emily Reynolds. Brooke Metter to the free throw line for two tosses. She has not been at the line tonight. 16 points. Free throw for Metter is no good. Hillsborough was not able to create separation when Brook went out at the midway point of the third quarter with that third foul. The game was tied at 31 when she left, and North Mac stayed right with the Toppers during that stretch. Second free throw for Metter is good. Brooke gets one out of two. She has 17 for the game, a one-point Hillsborough lead, 37-36. Here's Hooley. Shelby Hooley on the right wing. To the top of the key, cut off. Now she's left alone. She'll fire the three. Missed it. And the rebound will go out of bounds. It'll belong to North Mac. 4:48 to play. This is why postseason basketball is so great. We were talking about it on Sports Saturday just last week. You can't assume anything. Seeds don't matter. Regular season records don't matter. Who plays their best tonight? And right now, North Mac is playing a good ball game. Kaczynski, check that. Kallenbach's follow won't go off Kaczynski's shot, and the rebound down to Harston. Brooke Metter took a shot right in the eye. She's slow to her feet. Here's Reynolds. Wraparound pass, Laney. Rupert off the window. It's good for Laney. She has 8 points, six here in the money quarter. 39-36 Toppers. Kaczynski in the backcourt gets it off to Metter. Right back to Kaczynski. Still in the backcourt, now in the frontcourt with a pass to Brooke Metter. Here's Metter. Bounce pass on the block to Kaczynski and a blocking foul on the Toppers. Hillsborough over the limit. They will get Compton with the personal. That is her first, team's eighth. It sends Kylie Kaczynski, the senior, to the free throw line. Brooke Metter replaced by Gracie Metter. As Kaczynski, front end, missed it, left it short, rebound down to Reynolds. Halfway through the money quarter, Hillsborough leading by 3, 39-36. Carla Neville gets the winner Wednesday night, 7:30. We'll have that live right here on WSMI. Rupert drives baseline, cut off, and threw away. She was looking for Reynolds in the corner. The problem was Reynolds was more on the right wing than the corner. 12th Hillsborough turnover. Brooke Metter will return, replacing Gracie Metter. So a little offense for defense the rest of the way for North Mac with the Metters. Lincoln Woods Sandoval coming up next from the 1A Nokomis Regional. Gary Boker has the call coming up next here on FM 106. 3:40 to play here in our second semifinal of the night at Carthenville. And it's been tight the whole way. Gist attacks almost and one. She'll get two free throws. Pittsfield beat Litchfield in the opener tonight, 42-28. So Pittsfield will face Porta in the first semifinal at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night here at Carthenville. That foul goes on Hurston, Nakia's second. At the free throw line, the sophomore, Melanie Gist. Toss rattled out. North Mac now just 1 of 4 from the charity stripe here in the fourth quarter. Hillsborough up 3. One more free throw for Melanie Gist. The toss is good. 7 points now for Melanie. A two-point lead for the Toppers. That's the number that matters. 3:25 for the ball game. Reynolds on the left wing. Back between the circles to Compton. Gets a high screen from Harston. Vanessa attacks, and what do we got? One official has a jump ball. The other has a foul. Who is going to win? One coach will be happy. One will not. The official's still discussing. Let us see what the decision will be. This is a big call. Big call. Two-point Hillsborough lead, 3:20 to play. The official's still discussing. Jump ball. Jump ball. The official nearest to the play had the jump ball. Now Brett Teakin asking for an explanation. A two-point Topper lead. Hillsborough showing full court pressure. Teak still getting his explanation. I don't think he likes the explanation he's being given. But there's nothing he can do about it. 3:20 to play. Two-point Topper lead. North Mac has the ball. In the backcourt with Melanie Gist. Off it goes to Kylie Kaczynski. Across the floor with Mallory Buell. Buell on the left wing down to Metter. Spins. Tied up by Reynolds. Or is she fouled? Yep, we're going to get a foul. Toppers want a jump ball, but I think Reynolds had her across the forearm. It'll be the fourth personal on Emily Reynolds. 10th team foul, 2 free throws the rest of the way for North Mac. 3:08 for the ball game. 2 free throws for Brooke Metter. With the Panthers down 2. Metter has 17 points tonight. She lines up the toss. Got it. 18 for Brooke Metter. That pulls North Mac within 1. Reynolds out. Claire Tester back on the floor for the Toppers. What a battle here tonight in our second quarter final. Second free throw for Metter is good. She gets the pair, and we are tied once again at 39. North Mac just 6 wins on the year. They are taking a right to Hillsborough tonight, the co-champions of the South Central Conference, 17-12 on the year, but they are in a dogfight right now, tied at 39 inside of 3 minutes to go. Here's Tester at the foul line. Cut off, hands it off to Hooley. Shelby brings it back between the circles. Shelby Hooley spinning away, top of the key with Lainey Rupert. 2:35 left in the ball game. Lainey Rupert off to Compton. Vanessa for 3. Banked it in. Oh, she banked it in. Vanessa Compton from straight on with glass. 42-39 Toppers. And if you're North Mac, you have to be thinking, you've got to be kidding me. North Mac almost banked one in earlier. Here's Colin Bach. Pass went off the knee of Metter, went right to Buell. Mallory for 3, blocked by Harston, saved underneath by Colin Bach, but she's on the baseline. Hillsborough ball. Another big play for Nakia Harston. The blocked shot on Buell. A 3-point Hillsborough lead. They have the basketball with 2:10 to play. Compton will check out after she banked in the go-ahead 3. And a timeout taken by North Mac. 2:10 to play, Hillsborough 42, North Mac 39. We'll come back to the Class 2A Carletonville Regional Quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. 2:10 to play in this regional quarterfinal. Hillsborough clinging, and I do mean clinging, to a 3-point lead right now. I'm trying to think here. I don't think Hillsborough's led by more than 4 or 5 at any point in this game, and we have been tied on a number of occasions. Here's Hooley between the circles for Lainey Rupert. Hillsborough a little bit of a high stack right now. They run a screen with Harston. She has it on the right block. She's triple teamed and fouled. That's really how you have to approach Nakia Harston. I mean, if one defender ain't going to get it done and 2 probably won't, 3, he should be in good shape. 1:54 for the ball game. That foul on Allie Kallenbach, her first. Harston at the free throw line. She has 14 points. Toss is good. First point of the quarter for Nakia. She is now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. That was a big one to make it a 2-possession game with 1:54 to play. The free throw is good for Nakia. She has 16. A 5-point lead for Hillsborough, showing full court pressure. Plenty of time for North Mac. They just need a good offensive possession here. And that is not it. That's a travel on Kaczynski. The pressure of Hillsborough forced that. If they didn't get the travel, North Mac was going to turn it over anyway because that ball had been jarred loose on the pass. 105 seconds to play. Hillsborough up 5 with the ball. Trying to survive in advance. That's the name of the game this time of year. As Hooley is fouled on her attack, she'll be at the free throw line for the 1 and bonus. The foul on Mallory Buell will be her 4th. And no matter what teams wind up at state, every year, inevitably, every team has a game where you just have to find a way to pull it out. You might have had no business winning the game, but you found a way to get it done. The free throw for Hooley is no good, too strong. Rebound down to North Mac. So it makes playoff basketball so great. You just don't know who plays the best on the right night. That is what it's all about. And North Mac has played really good here tonight. Buell for 3. Can they get it? No. Rebound is out of bounds off of North Mac. Met her to last the touch. She was battling Tester in there. Reynolds now will check in, replacing Vanessa Compton. It'll be Reynolds to throw in on the baseline. Buell checks out for North Mac. They've got a lineup on the floor here that will have to commit a foul. Tester gets away. She races into the front court. Harston was wide open, but Claire, I think, very smartly recognizing time and score. Possession is more important as we are approaching the final minute. Bodies on the deck on the far side of the floor. Now a double dribble on Reynolds. Gracie Metter and Shelby Hooley got tangled over there away from the play. Hooley a little slow to her feet. She's got a little hitch in her giddy up. She comes back down the floor. A double dribble was called on Emily Reynolds. So the ball back to North Mac. Final minute ball game. North Mac needs a bucket right now. Doesn't have to be a three, but they need a bucket. Buell, hand off to Kaczynski. Dribble drive, floats it up from 15, way off, and the rebound down to Tester, and Claire is fouled with 44.6 seconds left. Boy, a year after, Hillsboro got all the way to the state tournament and finished fourth. An absolute battle here in their regional quarterfinal the following year. Credit North Mac. They played phenomenal here tonight. Took it right to the toppers. Free throw good for Claire Tester. North Mac was the aggressor, especially the first half of this game. Second free throw for Tester. Good. Nine for Claire. 46-39 Hillsboro. Clock running, 40 seconds to play. In the backcourt with Kallenbach, and she threw it away. Emily Reynolds at the table for Hillsboro. She will replace Vanessa Compton. Stay tuned. Lincolnwood Sandoval from the 1A Nokomis Regional coming up next here on FM 106. And more basketball tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. Metter gives the quick foul on Claire Tester. Depending on what happens at the Gillespie Regional tonight, if Staunton and or Gillespie are playing tomorrow night, we'll have those games for you live on FM 106. We'll also have boys basketball tomorrow night with Gillespie at Litchfield. Boys seeds come out Thursday. Free throw good for Tester. Nick Sloman wants a timeout. 34.8 seconds for the game. Hillsboro in control now. 47-39, they lead North Mac. We're back to Carletonville High School in this 2A regional quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. Claire Tester knocks home the second free throw. She has 11 points. She's made all four foul shots here in the fourth quarter. 48-39, Hillsboro lead. And they lob into the Panthers to Metter. Off to Kallenbach. Back to Metter. Overshot her. Saved by Giss. Clock running 20 seconds. Here's Kaczynski. She banks in a three off the left wing. Too little, too late perhaps for North Mac. 12 and a half seconds for the game. A six-point topper lead. And a foul in the backcourt on North Mac. So two more free throws for Hillsboro. They will get Kallenbach on the personal. And at the free throw line, Claire Tester. She is 5 of 6 at the line tonight. Free throw is short. Stays a six-point lead. This free throw could make it a three-possession game. Lines it up and knocks it down. A dozen for Tester, a seven-point lead for Hillsboro, 10 seconds for the game. It'll be Hillsboro and Carletonville in a regional semifinal Wednesday night as Metter for three rimmed it. Rebound down to Hooley, and a foul with 1.5 seconds to play. We'll send Hillsboro back to the free throw line, but they are on their way to the regional semifinal. Carletonville, Hillsboro, Wednesday night, live at 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106. They met back on December 5th at Hillsboro, a 20-point win that night for Hillsboro. Just one of three losses on the year for Carletonville. Free throw is good for Hooley. And that was a night where Carletonville just, they didn't play well. They did not shoot well, and it just was not their night. They will be looking for, obviously, a different result come Wednesday night. Second free throw for Hooley is no good. 50-42 is your final score. Hillsboro survives North Mac here tonight. A fantastic effort from the North Mac Panthers. They should hold their heads high as they walk off the floor tonight as they put a big-time scare into the Hillsboro Hilltoppers for the better part of 29 minutes here tonight. 50-42, the Toppers win it. We'll come back and wrap it up and get you off to Nokomis for Lincoln Wood and Sandoval following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Hillsboro survives North Mac. 50-42 is the final score. North Mac led 13-8 after one. They forced seven Topper turnovers in the first quarter and led by five. Hillsboro then won the second quarter 16-10, led by a point at the half, 24-23. It was just a two-point game after three, Hillsboro leading 33-31. We would be tied a number of times in the fourth quarter, but eventually Hillsboro was able to pull it out over North Mac here tonight. Toppers went 8 of 11 from the free throw line in that money quarter. That was huge. Down the stretch, they finished 11 of 16 from the stripe tonight. Led by Nakia Hurston's 16, a dozen for Claire Tester, 8 for Lainey Rupert, 5 for Shelby Hooley, 5 for Vanessa Compton, 4 for Emily Reynolds. With the win, Hillsboro improves to 18-12, and they will face Carthenville in the regional semifinals Wednesday night live at 7:30 right here on FM 106. The Co-South Central champions will do battle in a regional semifinal come Wednesday night. For the North Mac Panthers, they see their season come to a close at 6-21, but what an effort they gave tonight. Brooke Metter finishes with 19 points, 8 for Mallory Buell, 7 for Melanie Gist, 5 for Kylie Kaczynski, 2 for Allie Kallenbach, and 1 for Gatlin Etter. But again, North Mac, just you must commend them for the effort here tonight. They executed extremely well, played so hard, but came up just a little bit short here tonight. But I'm telling you what, for a good portion of this game, they had put the fear straight into the hearts of the Hillsboro faithful. I don't know that the players were necessarily worried. They might have been, though, because that game was a lot tighter for a lot longer than anybody thought it would be. So hats off to Nick Sloman and his squad for their effort here tonight. Hillsboro wins at 50-42. Stay tuned to Lincoln Wood and Sandoval coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. Couple of finals from the Gillespie Regional. Staunton beats Vandalia 50-33, and Gillespie beats Roxana 46-19. So that means we will have a pair of regional semifinals from Gillespie coming up tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106, as it will be Staunton taking on Breeze Modern Day at 6. Gillespie will face Alton Marquette. That will come at 7:30. We will have both games live for you right here on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And then we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night as well with Gillespie at Litchfield. So regional week is off to a wonderful start. Our games tonight here at Carthenville: Pittsfield beats Litchfield 42-28. Hillsboro survives North Mac 50-42. Thanks to Darren Deneve, his entire crew of people, Principal Pat Drew, all the folks at Carthenville. We thank them so much for their hospitality. They do a fantastic job of hosting tournaments, whether it be in-season tournaments, postseason tournaments. They just know how to put on a wonderful event, and they are doing it again here this week in the 2A Girls Regional. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Stay tuned. Coming up on the other side of the break, it'll be the 1A Nokomis Regional Quarterfinal, Lincoln Wood and Sandoval. Gary Boker has the call coming up next here on FM 106. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI. My name is Tim Mize. We say so long from Carthenville.